At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, guys. Dave Glover Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Coming up Thursday, October 9th at the Factory, a very special evening with John Hader, John Grice, and Efren Ramirez, Napoleon Dynamite, Uncle Rico, and Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Very, very happy to welcome John Grice, Uncle Rico to the show. John, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, David. How are you?
I am good. So you and I are contemporaries. We're around the same age, and I've grown up with your movies and your television and even outside.
Oh, wait. You mean you're old enough to know better and young enough not to care?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I just turned 61 on Saturday, so I keep saying it's like kindergarten of old age, you know? It's new, but it's different. So, but yeah, I've watched you forever, and Uncle Rico capped it for me, but I've always enjoyed your work.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it's always an adventure. What are you going to do? You got to keep going.
Yeah, so I've done this for 25 years. I've never been an actor, so I don't know what it's like to be out of work or have gig work or waiting for your next thing to come in. But when Napoleon Dynamite hit your desk or your agent's desk, what was your first initial reaction to it?
Well, the funny story is that I really had left my agents. So I only had a manager at the time. I'd left my agents not because I was unhappy with them or anything. I had actually kind of pivoted in my career and started writing. And then all of a sudden, somebody sends me, you know, this script. And the first thing he says is, these guys are offering this to you. You don't want to do it. That's the first thing he said. And I'm like, why don't I want to do it? He says, because who are these guys? They're nobodies. They're not, you know, this is from Utah. I said, what are you talking about? My bread and butter of my whole life has been independent film. Why would I not look at this script? Thank God I fought him back. I read it. And by the time I was on page 25, I called him. I said, you tell him I'll do that. I'll do the film and I'll drive myself there.
That's awesome. That's so great. Yeah. John, I have my reaction. And, you know, I consider myself a pretty funny guy. I get humor. I see what you're doing here and there. I may like it. I may not. I hated that movie about a quarter into it, almost finished, almost just stopped it. And then I something clicked and I'm like, oh, I get it. And it's one of my favorite movies. I think so many people had that reaction.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, we joke about it because most people that I know who saw the movie were like, yeah, saw your movie. Didn't really get it. And second time they saw it again, and it's like, yeah, it was pretty good. Nothing great. Third time, best movie ever. And it's like, first off, why would you see the movie three times? Look, I walked out of Twilight, you know, nothing against, you know, just like I remember somebody said, you got to see this film. I walked out of it and I would never go back.
Didn't go back, yeah.
So, anyway.
John, all of us have an Uncle Rico. All of us have at some point been an Uncle Rico. I played college sports and every now and then I'll say something like, had the coach put me in, we would have won state.
So, totally.
Was that based on someone from your life?
Me. I mean, I played baseball in junior college, but the fact is that it wasn't necessarily that I felt like I had a future in it as much as I loved playing. And I could see, sit around all these guys every day, and all of them had a dream. They all had a dream. And here we were at junior college playing baseball, and it was like, you know, that dream's a long shot, bro. But still, you know, we all have that desire. We all, you know, I guess even as an actor, I mean, I started out as an actor. I mean, who knew what was going to happen? And that was a bumpy road. There's no question. It was a bumpy road. And I had some really great hits, you know, great successes. I mean, real genius for me at that time was such a life changer. Speaking of Val Kilmer, I went to his memorial yesterday. And I mean, that movie and my relationship, believe it or not, with Val was like a turning point in my life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just carry on, as I say, and keep going. You know, there's no such thing as really arriving. You're getting there. You're always, you know, on the way, you know.
John, has it been a completely pleasant thing? I mean, does it ever get old having people scream out to you like in the grocery store and things like that? Or is it just a gift?
No, I, you know, listen, my feeling is it's pretty straightforward. If somebody, you know, going through whatever they might be going through in their life has a moment to go, oh, hey, dude, oh my gosh, this is so cool. You know, I mean, I just literally got back from filming a movie 2 days ago from England. And, you know, I was sitting next to someone and they were like, hi, excuse me, I don't want to bother you, but I can't believe I'm sitting next to you. And I'm like, you know, why? we're just people. But anyway, the thing is, if you can just by being there lift somebody's spirits, I think that's a gift. I mean, it doesn't go to my head. It's, you know, I understand why. I mean, you know, you're in somebody's living room, all of a sudden they feel like they know you, you know, But it's you know, it is what it is, you know.
Guys, we're talking to John Grise. He is Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite, coming up October 9th at the Factory. They're going to show the movie. John Hader's going to be there. Efren Ramirez, Pedro's going to be there. John's going to be there. So for anyone who loves the movie, it's a once-in-a-lifetime great opportunity. John, I also see that you're the part owner of Northwoods League baseball team. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, I went out there and I did like a first pitch in Madison, and man, it was, first off, the team, I mean, I've been to a lot of minor league games, and I've also pitched, you know, done a first pitch in a minor league game, and these players were all so good. This was such a really high caliber talent pool, and when they contacted me and said, hey, we're starting a new team in Richmond, Indiana, I said, I'm in, bro. I am in. And I love the sport. It's really the sport I most pay attention to. I mean, you know, I guess every 4 years, the World Cup is a pretty exciting thing. But yeah, baseball's always kind of been my thing. And as much as Rico was a football guy, I mean, as a kid, I loved football. And I still do, but it's not the same. I just don't have that same relationship. I mean, that summer thing, and, you know, it's just, there's something so special about it. When I was on Jimmy Kimmel, some of my friends said, what were you doing walking out with a baseball hat, a Dodgers baseball hat in Japanese? I mean, what was the purpose of that? And I go, well, it was opening day, and I forgot to say it when I walked on.
Yeah.
I was just showing the hat, but I was celebrating opening day in a way.
John, I totally get it. I was talking earlier last summer. I do a lot of my shows, you know, going down memory lane and growing up in the 70s, blah, blah, blah. But I said one of my most magical memories is being on Little League and putting on that fresh uniform, going out on that recently lined field,
taking... And that's fresh-cut grass, yes. That beautiful smell.
Yeah, so I started playing baseball again. This summer, I started playing in 60 and over. And it is...
Oh, wonderful. Good for you.
It's a different game, for sure.
But kind of the same.
But it's the same game. Yeah, it's the same game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a lot of time to... I mean, I've been playing in hardball leagues, you know, every season. This last two seasons, because of White Lotus, and then because of this movie I just did in England, I didn't do it. But the beautiful thing about it is, if you're playing in the outfield, sometimes you can throw somebody out of first base.
Amen, brother. And if you're in shortstop, you can run it to first. You can tag them.
Just let the ball rip. You know, somebody's going to be throwing it. It's great. So much fun, though.
So I have Kevin and Rach and Andrew here, all co-hosts of my show. Anyone want to talk to John before
we
go?
You know, it's what's fascinating to me, John, because you obviously have one of the most quotable characters in the last 30 years. I mean, just like the sheer lines that come out, people like just not people, me and my buddies, just for no reason at all, we'll throw them out there, throw the ball a quarter mile, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But it's one of those movies that has that. It's not just your character, but all of that. I think that's because of you guys individually, not just the script. And I would feel that way about Caddyshack and a lot of the other movies. How did that come together for you guys? Did you guys know, like, as you're going through it, like, oh, yeah, that one's going to get some love, or that one's going to get some run? Or did it just kind of come later?
No, I mean, I don't think, you know, I think that, you know, the really great thing about this film is a lot of the actors had less experience, and but total commitment, and they understood the humor. And so the thing is, I mean, look, no doubt this was Jared Hess, you know, recent fame for doing Minecraft, which I thought was a great film. And he did a lot of callbacks to Napoleon in Minecraft, which is beautiful. But he was 23 years old and he had written what I considered to be almost a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It was so beautifully written and so 100% succinct in its style. It was there. It was like it was on the page. And he was an amazing shepherd of these performances. He could imitate each character perfectly. And he would sometimes he would say, maybe try it this way or do it this way. You know, he really had a vision for what he was doing. So, yes, we were all deeply committed to the characters that we were playing. And the good thing was, we did never feel like we were doing a comedy. We felt like we were doing, you know, a film that had no pun intended, but it had stakes, and we were playing those. We were really playing those stakes, so that the commitment to whatever it was that was upsetting anybody or making us happy was purely in the narrative of the story. It wasn't like something that we were just deciding to throw in. Luckily, yes, there are an amazing flowering garden of moments that we were all able to find. And, you know, Aaron Rule as Kip and Efren as Pedro and John and Tina Margarino. I mean, and LaFonda. I mean, you could just go through the characters. Yeah. Rex Quando. There were just these amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah. Pitch perfect. And as it was going on, we didn't even really think that we didn't laugh while we were filming. I think the only scene that I really remember everybody dropping to their knees and covering their mouth is when I threw the steak and hit Napoleon in the face. Yeah, because I really did throw that steak from off camera, right?
That's the old baseball career right there.
Yeah, that is it, baby. Because I tried to lead him a couple times with a soft throw. Didn't work. It was just like I was trying to do like a Peyton Manning like screen pass. And I was like, oh, this is like the lead guy. And Jared Hess looked, and we shot on film, and it was the end of the week. And usually by the end of the week, we were running low on film. We'd have to wait for the delivery on Monday, right?
Oh, man.
So he was like, oh, we better just move the camera in and just get right up on his face and hit him with the steak. And I said, if you do that, you will kill the joke. I can hit him. I just got to chuck that steak. And John Heater looked at me and he was like, go ahead, chuck it. And I was like, all right. And I turned to the prop guy and I said, I'm going to need a bigger piece of meat. And he brought over this hunk of chuck, whatever it was. And I'm telling you, it was weighty, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
It feels good in my hand.
Oh, my gosh. The weight was perfect. And all of a sudden, there was this little kid who was kind of behind the scenes, you know, somebody's brother, like 12-year-old kid with a video camera. And I grabbed him, and I looked him in the eye, and I said, you watch this. And sure enough, John comes riding in. And I chucked that steak, and I hit him so hard that I got scared. But everybody, like his head literally jolted back, and his glasses came off, and he cut his nose, and he got, like, dazed, you know. But he stayed in it, which is amazing. He stayed in that moment. And then Efren playing, Pedro, he wasn't really supposed to leave that scene. He just, I think he was about to laugh. So he's like, okay, I got to go. And hobbles out of screen. But that was an amazing moment. But for the most part, whenever we would do something that ultimately ended up being funny, we didn't really realize it until like later that night. We were sitting around the dinner table and somebody would say, yeah, back in 82, they just start throwing lines out and people would say like, your mom goes to college, these lines would just come out. And then we realized we were all like the original ultimate fans of this movie. And that's why we're doing this tour, because not just because, it's great to get out and go in the world and we play some music and we give away things and we do reenactments and stuff like that. We really have a good time with it because we love this film. We are the ultimate fans of this movie.
I love it, John. And as you referred to, that you're doing a very special evening with John Heder, John Grise, and Efren Ramirez at the Factory on Thursday, October 9th here in St. Louis. Going to be a really special event. But, John, earlier you did bring up The White Lotus. I love that show. It's been so cool to see you have such an important role in that show. What's it been like for you kind of taking this on and seeing The White Lotus turn into the cultural touchstone that it is?
It's quite honestly been amazing. I mean, the truth is, let's all face it, and we should all kind of bow down to Mike White. He's gifted, he's so brilliant, and he is so untouched by Hollywood. I mean, this guy could not put on any airs if he tried. He just is who he is, and he is so pot committed to what he writes. But, think about it. Season one was written in 2 weeks, That's 6 hours of television written in 2 weeks. HBO didn't know that the show was going to be a hit. They just needed content. That's all they wanted. Mm-hmm. When they started looking at the footage, they started going, wait a minute, this is going to be amazing. And then you think, okay, so what do you have for an encore? Then he writes season two, which is also incredible. And then season three, which just kind of blew me out of the water just when I finally watched it, I'm so fortunate to be working with him. It's nothing for me to take on, with the exception of like having to live in Thailand for 4.5 months. I'm game. I'm in. Don't worry about me. I'm pot committed. I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound. I mean, this has been quite an extraordinary experience, and I've met so many amazing people, amazing talented people. It's been just like a lifelong dream in a way. Yeah.
Well, John, this has been awesome. I've been doing this for 25 years. This is one of my highlights. It's so funny. You're such a good guy. Really appreciate it. Everyone try to get out there to the Factory on October 9th. Thank you again, John. We really appreciate everything.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And you guys just enjoy the heat that's coming, because it's going to get cold pretty shortly after there.
Thank you, buddy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX. How great was he?
He was awesome.
In 25 years of interviewing celebrities and meeting ballplayers and things like that, you have people who you can tell are kind of jerks. They just don't want to be talking to you. You're a little beneath them and a little not worth their time. Then you meet people who it's very important to them to convince you they're a good guy. But you can kind of smell something in, you know,
I get you. Yeah,
behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have guys like John, who you can just tell just a good dude.
Having fun.
Just having fun. Yeah.
Enjoying a career.
Just a down-to-earth kind of dude.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know it can. I know it probably has to be hard to have this whole career of different TV shows and spots and movies and things, and people want to remember one thing. But it's cool that you take it the way he takes it.
Yeah.
Because you're remembered.
Yeah, it's like my famous story when Dustin Diamond said, I'm not going to talk about Screech or Saved by the Bell. Oh, what the hell do we have to talk about then? And someone like John, who's been in, I don't know, 100 movies and television shows.
Rach brought it up. White Lotus is one of the biggest shows on TV, what would you say, Rach, for the last 6-7 years, like one of the top 3 or 4 shows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal. You know, and again, it came up, but the point is that that's not necessarily the first thing that people are going to think of when you say his name.
Yeah.
But he's still successful, still doing things, and still cool with the thing that people recognize him for.
Yeah. Very cool.
Such a great throw. And you know what makes
to know that backstory is just great.
But you know what makes me laugh about it? Because I think almost all of us, especially at least the boys around, like you know that's happened where you're trying to do something and you know it's almost impossible and then you do it and it's like the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like hitting a moving target or hitting your buddy, watch him and hit him from a mile. And then you do it 10 times, you miss most of them. But the one time you get them, it's like the greatest thing ever, and you're still talking about it from when you were kids.
I like that he needed a bigger steak.
It got to have a little weight to it.
Got me a big piece of chuck.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Coming up, we have Bernie Miklas. We have our friends from Remax for the I Care winner of the month. Sweet 16, just a whole bunch of stuff coming up here on the DGS. Busy week for me. Got a couple things on Saturday I'll tell you about.
A lot going on.
One of them with Noda and Bethesda. It's a grief symposium in the morning. I'll tell you all about that. And then I will be giving a little speech on the East Side on Saturday evening for a suicide prevention event. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Tina Albert Dillon says, Dave, are you still volunteering with the hospice stuff? Tina, I am. I'm in. Like, it's, I don't know I'll do it the rest of my life, but it's certainly a part of my life now. Sitting vigil with people who are within a few hours of passing away. Something that I'm doing in honor of my mom, who passed away July 26th of 2024, and had someone from No One Dies Alone sitting with her at 3:45 in the morning when she passed, and so now I'm doing that for other people. If you want to get involved with that, lots of people from the DGS have. You can go to Bethesda.org, and there is a section there for No One Dies Alone. You can check it out. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
How are we doing today, Dave?
Doing good, buddy. A couple of questions right off the bat for you.
Sure.
First of all, I consume your content on TikTok, and I really enjoy it. And I've seen a couple of them where you've talked about how you wish the ball club was more athletic. And I get it, but I was hoping you could expand on that for me.
Well, I don't have the specific figure in front of me, but about 2 or 3 weeks ago, most recently, I looked up, for example, StatCast, and they actually tell you what a team's average speed is.
Oh, wow.
And the Cardinals were like the third slowest team in the majors in terms of sprint speed, you know, rushing to first base, running around the bases. So that's number one. Number two, they don't steal bases. You know, they're down in the bottom 10. They were in the bottom 10 last year. And then the guys, Victor Scott's great at it, but frankly, they don't have any other player who's capable of being really good at stealing bases, including Mason Winn, who can run. So that type of thing leads them to having to play kind of like station-to-station baseball too often. Also, if you're not athletic and you're not kind of running your way around the bases, making stuff happen, you're going to have to rely on home runs, and we know that they don't hit home runs. So when you don't have athleticism or speed as a team, individuals, yeah, but as a team, you're lacking speed and athleticism, and you're also lacking power. Well, I'm not sure how exactly you're supposed to score a lot of runs, and they haven't, which is the problem.
It is a fascinating problem, Bernan, and I'm always interested in the concept of guys who can run, who can't steal. And I know that it's not automatic, right? I mean, like, because you're talking about reading pitchers' deliveries, you're talking about taking proper leads, you're talking about getting good starts. You know, that first step is always kind of the difference between safe and out when you're talking about how quickly this happens. I'm surprised that that's an issue for some guys, but I'm not surprised overall at the team when you look around and see there just isn't much there to work with. Although, you know, Walker, Wynn, and Scott are all plus runners, but that's only three guys, you know, out of 13 position players.
Well, that's what I was saying. And it like with Walker in particular, it doesn't manifest itself to like great action on the base paths, you know, and also Wynn's playing hurt. He's a step slower, maybe even more with that knee injury. It's impacted his range and everything else. So they have kind of a stagnant offense. They don't play, they can't play small ball well, which requires some speed and athleticism to do that. And it's really hard for them to manufacture runs. And we know that they don't hit home runs. So it's it's tough combination to be stuck with offensively.
Yeah.
And I really hope Chaim Bloom can upgrade the athleticism in the offseason. They need some faster players.
So given that very fair indictment of the team, wouldn't that necessarily mean that Ollie's done a pretty damn good job keeping us where we are?
Ollie's done a very good job. The Cardinals continue to win one-run games 2 years in a row. They have like the fourth or fifth best record in the majors in games determined by one run over the last 2 years. They win despite having a negative run differential the last 2 years. You're not supposed to do that. In fact, the Cardinals, who are a minus 40 in run differential this year, their record should be 8 games under .500. Instead, they're .500. Last year, they should have been 10 games under .500. Instead, they were 3 above .500. The Cardinals actually have a better record this season than about five teams that have a plus side on their run differential. Like, in other words, you've been outscored as much as the Cardinals are all season. You shouldn't be anywhere near .500. Ollie Marmol has pulled it off 2 years in a row. The number one reason for that is the Cardinals' bullpen has been excellent for the last 2 years. So you go into the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning with a chance to win, even though your offense is kind of flat, You don't have power. They have a shutdown bullpen that over the last two seasons, even after trading Helsley and Maton and Mats, ranks like fourth in the majors in bullpen ERA in the last three innings of a game. And so the Cardinals have won. If you give them any kind of lead in the late innings, their record has been, for 2 years in a row now, fantastic. Now, let me get a little nasty here or salty. I can immediately tell if anybody knows anything about baseball. Right away, it's like it's easy to determine that. If they say, well, what are you talking about? Ollie Marmol doesn't know what he's doing with the bullpen. And I hear that, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they base that on. He's done a great job with the bullpen 2 years in a row. You know, if you look at their record when they have late leads, those records are kind of crazy. This is over the last 2 years. When they lead a game, I just happen to be working on something. When the Cardinals lead a game through eight innings the last two seasons, they're 136-4. When they lead after seven innings, they're 122-7. When they lead after six innings, they're 110-16. That's a manager and a pitching coach who know what the heck they're doing and then some in running a bullpen. Yet you will have people swear to you, oh, he has no idea what he's doing. You're only saying that because you work for KMOX or whatever. No, I'm saying that because the numbers bear it out factually, statistically, 100%. That's why I'm saying that.
What I always find this fascinating, Bernie, and you know it because you pay attention, and I learned this a long time ago doing national radio. Every city thinks their manager's an idiot. If you go
well, that's
through,
true.
If you go through Dodgers Twitter, they all hate Dave Roberts. They just won the World Series less than 12 months ago, but they hate Dave Roberts. Yankees fans hate Aaron Boone. Literally every market thinks their manager is an idiot. But nobody seems to realize that everyone in every other place thinks the same. Now, there are exceptions. I doubt Rangers fans think Bruce Bochy's an idiot. But I guarantee you can find them. I guarantee you can find people that are saying those things.
Well, but, sure. But well, there are so few exceptions to it. If the Rangers lose a couple games they shouldn't, yeah, that makes him an idiot.
Right.
He's got the dunce cap on right away.
It's just a fascinating dynamic. I think that's maybe more unique to baseball than other sports, although football kind of has that too. We're in week one. We're already trying to fire people because you had a bad game. But it's such an interesting thing. Like, I tell anybody, go onto social media and just search out the other managers' names, and you're going to see the same things. And then maybe you kind of realize, oh, yeah, everybody hates their manager. Everybody thinks their manager's doing everything wrong.
Yeah, but I'm only going to go – I agree with you in general, but I'm only going to go so far with that, Wheels, because – okay, and let me be less salty with what I said a couple minutes ago. Listen, people don't have to do what I do, which is to study all the numbers and look at how incredibly well they've protected late leads over the last couple of years, even after trading three good relievers away and also letting Andrew Kittredge walk after last season. That no one has to say Marmol is great at running a bullpen. They don't have to say that, right? That's okay. I don't expect people to do the research that I do, right? I get it. But I don't know how anybody who really is trying to be objective can actually, with a straight face, say Marmol stinks at running a bullpen. How do you think their record is much better than it should be over the last 2 years?
It's a great point.
The bullpen.
Yeah.
It's the bullpen.
Burn, having a Mizzou grad and a KU current student, I will always watch Mizzou KU with great interest. What did you learn from the weekend?
Oh, I learned a lot. I learned that I did well because I took Mizzou on the money line, and also I took the over 50.5 in terms of the over under. So yeah, that worked out well.
That's well done.
No, leave myself out of it. I just wanted to have some fun with that. But no, seriously, what I liked about the game is Mizzou had some problems. I mean, first of all of a sudden you look up and it's what happened. They're down 21-6 and Kansas has got some players. That's number one. How did they respond to that? They responded to that in an excellent fashion. The second thing I learned is that the head coach can adjust and his players can adjust with him because they lost their place kicker. They did, you know, Blake Craig, I think. I always transpose his names. And he wasn't going to trust a redshirt freshman kicker. So you saw you saw Mizzou go for it repeatedly on fourth down. And if you look at the quarterback and you look at how well that offense clicked and how many times they converted on third and fourth downs with the quarterback making just big throws all day. I mean, to see that so early in a season, a team with that kind of poise and that kind of clutch gene, if you will, that was really, really impressive. And speaking of the quarterback, I have no reason to hesitate anymore. Mizzou has got a hell of a quarterback in Bo Prabula. I'm sorry, something happened here. Got a fly buzzing around in my room. he's the real deal. And, you know, any questions now about whether he can throw the ball? Can we stop with that? I think he can throw the ball. I think he's accurate.
One of my takeaways was it may not be the same against everybody, but man, was it tough running against Mizzou.
Yeah.
Like Kansas had no success running the football, even with a quarterback that can do that himself, too.
Well, Mizzou's front seven athletically and also with their depth, I think is close to, if I'm not going to sit here and say that it's the best in the SEC.
No, but
because that takes in a lot of territory. But I tell you what, that front seven can measure up to just about any front seven in the SEC. I mean, they have a lot of athletes and they have a lot of mean guys and they cover a lot of ground. And in terms of technique, they're very, very polished and solid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think their secondary's improved. It may not be exactly what we want, but I think it's improved. And the other thing, the other problem that I worry about, like down the road, I'm not nitpicking that win because it was a great win, is that I do want to see the offensive line clean it up a little bit. That, you know, KU, which is not a great defense, had seven tackles for losses, four sacks. They're still making too many mistakes up there, but I think they will get it cleaned up.
Byrne, tell us about Saliga.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, guys. DG Aslan, KMLX. Gorgeous day out there. Well, say goodbye to Moodang. He's officially old news. A zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan just announced the birth of its first pygmy hippo.
What's their name?
Haven't named it yet.
Moodang is pretty busted. There was actually a hippo in between Mudang and this unnamed.
So Mudang didn't have long at the top.
Look, it's hard when you base everything about yourself on your looks, right, and your age.
Tell me about
because
it.
you're gonna the only thing you can't fight is time.
That's right.
So I mean,
always
you know,
a faster gun out there.
There's
right.
always a faster gun, and so Mudang's time was well lived, but short.
It's always tough when you're a child star.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It's the child star.
Thought it would last
Absolutely.
Forever.
Yeah, Mudang thought that she would be the queen forever, and just didn't happen.
I don't think Mudang cared.
I think Mudang cared very much. You can tell.
I think Mudang's like, you know, as long as I got water and food, I'm good.
I had an existential thing here, which will fit perfectly. Wheels, as you know, if the Cardinals aren't on, I'll often just watch another baseball game. And Bo Bichette was up, and he struck out. And the announcer said, no, Bo took a mighty swing, but he just missed it. And I'm like, man, do I relate to that. Right? I mean, sometimes you miss it and you look embarrassing because you had a terrible swing.
Yeah.
Other times you do everything you can do.
Yep.
You take a great swing.
Yep.
And you just got bested.
Yep.
Like Mudang.
And that's the thing that you try. I mean, not just in sports, ideally, but in things you try to train your mind for that, right? Like you're trying to train to do things correctly. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't mean you did it wrong.
Yeah.
It just meant maybe timing was wrong or it wasn't the right place or in this case, it wasn't the right pitch or you missed by an eighth of an inch. Like, you know, things are hard. And if you don't trust what you're doing, and then you start trying to change things up. Now you're scattering the opportunities. Now you're like really, truly need the lottery to win as opposed to just a little bit better timing or a little bit better, being on target.
Mm-hmm. Perlman, what's his name? The sports guy?
Jeff.
I wish I could be as honest and brave as he is. He just says whatever he thinks and calls people out. And this guy's a piece of crap, and this guy's this, and this guy's that. And I usually agree with him. I don't have that kind of courage.
Yeah, part of it, though, is because he's not really covering a beat anymore.
So he has the ability.
He's more removed, right? He mostly writes books now. And don't get me wrong. I mean, Jeff Perlman, you know, for people that don't remember Jeff, he's most famous for being the guy that kind of broke the John Rocker kind of racist rant story. And or wrote about it, and Rocker's always hated him. I mean, that's kind of like what he was a national sports writer. Like, this is what he did. He worked for Sports Illustrated and did a bunch of other things. And now he does a lot on, you're talking about on TikTok, right?
Yes.
He does a lot on TikTok where people will say, what was this guy really like? And what about that story? What's the backstory on that? And he tells pretty good stories. Yeah. From the dark comes Satan's door.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.